Hello everyone, it's Stefano for Sunday, February 5th, 2012. It is Super Bowl day here in North America, where everybody gathers around the TV and watches one of the two best football teams in the league play each other. Now this is American football with the paddings and, you know, the big fellows there playing, and that oblong oval kind of pigskin, well, it used to be pigskin ball. Not the football in the UK, which is a completely different sport. I won't get into that. Now, I'm not a big football fan, I have to admit, but what I am a big fan of is music. And that's what I'd like to do for this fifth installment of the February challenge at Audio Boo. And speak to you about my interests, and also hopefully teach you something. Let's start with the first part, shall we? My interest, yes, music. By far, probably my favorite type of music is jazz music. I don't know why, but ever since I was a very young man, it has attracted me. I just love the syncopation. I love the rhythms, all the instruments involved. Just there's something about jazz music that really resonates with me. Now, of course, like everybody else, I've adopted and have grown fond of MP3s and my iPod and my iTunes, my Mac, and all the music it contains, and being able to walk around with literally thousands of CDs thousands of album titles in my pocket at any one time, and listening to them in the car, and it's been wonderful. However, recently, I came across an article in Wired.com on Neil Young and his apparent hatred of MP3s, and the fact that he and Steve Jobs, who left us not too long ago, the old CEO of Apple, founder of Apple, in fact, co-founder, both of them enjoyed listening to vinyl albums when they went home, because they felt that MP3s, with the compression and the special algorithm, there was a loss in quality. Well, Mr. Young is trying to get a project off the ground to introduce new formats and new ways of compressing audio without losing a lot of the quality, the nuances that are found in vinyl. Remember, vinyl works on the premise of the recording the actual vibrations of a needle, much like when it plays back, it plays the vibrations of a membrane in the speakers to play the music back. So it captures all the nuances and the harmonics, whereas MP3, although the information was originally there, a lot of that gets lost with the actual algorithm and the compression. Now, I found a website, if you want to go and look up some high-definition audio in something called FLAC, which stands for Free Lossless Audio Compression, or coding, I guess, one of the two. It's amazing. The site is called archive.org, okay, so archive.org. And if you go there and go to the music section, there's a whole plethora of live concerts. Now, some of them are recorded a lot better quality than others, depending on what mics were used and where they were located. But in almost all the instances, the recordings are in 96 kilohertz cycling. I won't get into this. If you want, leave a comment and I can certainly explain it to you in another audio boo. But they're all recorded in 24 bits, which is very high resolution, and 96 kilohertz cycle rate. So it's amazing sound. And they're all free. They're free concerts, and there's thousands and thousands of artists in there. So if you want to go and check it out, it's archive.org. And I'm rediscovering my music and rediscovering the true sound that it can have. I was a big audiophile back in the 80s, bought all sorts of specialized equipment and specialized speakers, and I would meticulously clean my vinyl albums, and I'm sort of getting back to wondering if perhaps I've been missing something in my music. So that's it. That was my Audio Boo, my fifth one for the Audio Boo challenge. Thanks, and have a great day.